This. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's up?
Hi.
What up?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we got to talk about this because Britney Spears, it's Throwback Thursday, and I have not seen a story like this in a while when it comes to mental health and a celebrity. Britney's lawyer, because, you know, she's still under a conservatorship, and they had tried to get her dad off of it. Then they made Jamie, you know, her sister, part of her co-conspiratorship.
Right.
She still got two people involved, but they're saying she cannot make, still to this day, cannot make decisions on her own, and that there still needs to be somebody there.
Okay.
So they were in court yesterday hearing about this case and whether or not Britney should have a conservatorship and who should be it. But her lawyer said she's not even capable of signing something and understanding what's going on. Like, he likened her to a comatose patient.
What?
Her own lawyer. Her own lawyer. And so the judge said, well, we need her to sign something saying that she can't do this alone because we need to know from her
right.
that she's not okay and she needs help. And she, you know, isn't in court. You don't have anything signed.
Sure,
and her,
make sure the lawyer's not just making this up and pulling
right.
it out of thin
He's
air.
He's like, this is just hearsay.
Huh. Yeah.
You're coming in here saying my client can't handle herself. Well, we need to hear from her.
Right. Or at least bring her in here so we can see it.
And he said,
have some sort of evidence of
I've
that.
Been conveying her feelings about this to the court. And he said, well, make her sign the damn thing. The judge said, make her sign a declaration. But he said she lacks the capacity to sign a declaration. Literally likened her to a comatose patient. He said, now she's not obviously comatose by real talk.
Okay.
We know she's okay. But he said that just shows where her mental capacity is, that she's not even capable of signing a legal document. So this makes a little more sense as to why Britney has had someone in control of everything around her for the past however many years.
Yeah.
But it sounds like she's a lot sicker than anyone knows, if that's the case, her mental health. They said that her dad wants her to keep performing. She doesn't. She has no intention of it.
Britney doesn't want to?
No.
No.
No. So, but he's intent on, you know, her resuming her career. So it sounds like you got a lot of people pushing her. Her not wanting to do anything or being mentally sound anyway. It's a mess.
When you have someone's conservatorship, I'm sure you can make decisions, but can you say what they're feeling, what they're thinking? Are you like, I don't think that comes with the conservatorship type stuff. So
yeah, the whole thing's I've
only seen
her
Britney,
own lawyer is saying she's incapable of signing a document. That's scary.
I've seen Britney Spears on some Instagram videos, but that's about it. I can't judge her off of that. That's just social media posts.
Are they implying her mental capacity is that of a little child? I mean, that's essentially what they're saying.
And how does she, and this, if so, is she still, what's she doing with her kids? How old are her kids now?
They're older than mine. I got 7 and 9. They're like 10 and 12 and 14 or something. Yeah. I don't know.
And where's Kevin Federline and all this thing? Where is
he? He's taking care of the kids with her.
Okay, good.
But I mean, and I don't want her to be, nobody should be ashamed of that. But
no.
It sounds like she's in a lot worse shape than anybody's aware of. And that would be why she at late 30s still has someone handling everything for
right.
her. It's sad.
Yeah. Well, still, they should hear it from her. At least get her side of it.
Yeah.
Before they make any decisions, because this is a pretty big deal. So
what do you do, though, when the lawyer is like, she's not even capable of signing? So, I mean, I don't even know what to think of
that. I think they need to hear from Britney or see something from Britney. They would have to get some sort of proof that she's...
No,
not
she's
all,
not being controlled.
She's not together, and she needs to have things taken care of for her.
Maybe they do that privately in the court, and we don't get to see any of that.
What do
Let's
we know?
Be real.
What do we know?
I mean,
I haven't passed the bar exam yet. Yet.
What? No.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yes. 103.7 KISS FM.
Mm-hmm.
World Mental Health Day is on the 10th of this month, so I'm glad you're talking about mental health.
How ironic. Not
glad.
Really.
Always glad.
Well, I thought we were farther ahead than we are, and then I talked to a very close friend, and I realized we're so far behind on mental health and the stigma. I thought some of these ideas people had were gone. They're not.
Like what?
Like that if you feel like you're something's wrong and you don't feel right and you want to call a doctor for help, that they're going to lock you up. I was blown away by this. So
well, you had a friend that really thought they were going to lock her
I
up.
I think so. At first I thought it was a joke, and then I realized she wasn't kidding. There was some real fear there.
Yeah.
And I said, I had a very close friend reach out and say, I don't feel right. I'm crying a lot. I'm sad. You know, it sounds like depression or anxiety, one or the other. Freaking out, short fuse, not coping very well.
Is this all recent?
Yeah. Of course, which
Hello.
Is 20. 2020, but we'll get to that in a minute. The doctor said that, of course, which is my doctor has said multiple times. Lots of people that have never had mental health issues are experiencing them this year because of all the uncertainties and the craziness of the world. Fine, I get it. So she called and said, you know, I don't feel right. I'm going to call my doctor and ask them, you know, if they can put me on something. But she's never been on anything, never been on a med for mental health. So she's never been on an antidepressant or any type of medicine for anxiety. So I was like, great, because I was sitting there watching her deteriorate. I could see it in her text messages. She was crying for hours about stuff that was so didn't even matter. I mean, it was so small, and it was everything was magnified. I'm talking like, you know, I don't even want to get into it because I don't want to get into her personal stuff. But trust me. It was stuff that I knew she was having that she shouldn't be crying about for 5 hours. So it was irrational. It was irrational stuff, you know? So she called, went in, they put her on something, and she's doing a lot better now. But before she went in there, she texted me, knowing my history with mental health and my openness about it, how I'd been on meds for a long time, hadn't been off and on, all this stuff, had gone through outpatient treatment for depression and anxiety. I've seen it all. She goes, are they going to like... you know, lock me up if I go in there. And I go, wait, what? You're joking, right? And she's like, well, what's going to happen if I go and tell my doctor I'm having mental health problems? I'm like, wow, I thought we had dealt with this stigma that you can call and ask for help and they're not going to do anything to you. They're going to help you and then they're going to send you on your way. I was sad that somebody that close to me who was, and then what are they thinking about me? Yeah. Was my other worry. Like, they still don't get it because we don't think twice about it. It's second nature to call your doctor if you're struggling with mental health for Riggs and I. But I realize there are still people out there who are afraid to ask for help because they think, I mean, the getting locked up is so another plan.
That's very 40s.
So
that's like they're going to lock you up.
Mental health.
Lock you up, put you in a padded room, put you in a straitjacket, pump you full of drugs. And leave you there. No, that was
yes,
a thing.
Yes, they can put you on a hold for, what is it, 72 hours or something
if you're 51-50 hold.
Going to hurt someone or yourself,
if you're
right?
In imminent danger to yourself or others. Like if you're suicidal and you have a gun or you have the means to do it, yes, they can then put you on hold.
And if you're suicidal, you should want someone to help you for the next 72 hours to get your brain right, you know? So I was just shocked.
Speaking of that and the stigma, I've had people that have asked me about the suicide prevention lifeline.
What do you mean?
Well, the 1-800 number, 1-800-273-8255.
Yes.
I had a friend that was wanting to call it, and he knew that he needed to talk to somebody, and why he was very reluctant to call it.
Why?
The stigma that he has behind that, and I'll tell you why he's wrong in thinking that after this. Hold on. It's 103.7 KISS FM. It's always a good day to talk about mental health, if you ask me, if you ask us.
I'm just surprised how far behind. I thought we were farther ahead than this.
I did too.
I thought my friends knew better.
Which is why I'm glad that we're having the conversation, at least. Yeah. Maybe we'll bust the stigma for somebody who's listening. It's 103.7 KISS FM. So you were talking about a friend who was having some depression issues and talking about having to possibly go on medication.
And she's never had them before.
No.
And I think hers is more anxiety than depression, but I'm no doctor. So they put her on something and she's doing great.
Has she talked to anybody yet? A therapist?
No, I told her she needs to go to one though. I said, you're struggling with things that a lot of people struggle with in their life. Yeah. I was like, so you need to talk to someone as well. I told her that.
Yeah.
But I was just shocked that she asked me if they were going to lock her up if she called her doctor and said, I don't feel right and I need help. I said, wow, I thought we were past that awful stigma of knowing that... No, you're fine and there's nothing wrong with and even the doctor told her we're seeing tons of this, right? Everyone's struggling. This is nothing new. You're dealing with a year that's insane.
You're so not alone in reaching out for help. And there's a lot of strength in asking for help. So don't
that's
be ashamed of yourself if you're asking for help.
Yeah.
I had a friend that was in a very dark place also from this year.
Mm-hmm.
Had a family, lost a job. Mm-hmm. His wife lost her job as well.
How
both
awful.
Of them were then on unemployment, which they were getting, but they were just barely scraping by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was at a point where he was like, I had always heard about the suicide prevention lifeline, but never called it because he thought that if he called it, that would trigger somehow the police and everyone to come to his house and they would show up.
Oh.
And then he would be in trouble for some reason, or they would arrest him and do what your friend thought they would do.
Lock him up
lock
or
him
put
up.
Him away or tell someone. Yeah, no.
They're going to be tracking me now if they call. And I said, no. Now, if you do call the lifeline, it's 1-800-273-8255, which, by the way, they're shortening it to three digits to 988. That'll happen in like two more years.
Well, let's not tell them the wrong number till it's there.
Right. Well,
call
it'll
the
be
other
there.
One. Yeah.
Right. That number will be there soon. But he said that by calling that number, he was afraid that someone would show up to his house. He didn't, and I couldn't wrap my head around
it
why somebody
like
would think that they were going to be like tracking him somehow.
They thought they were going to trace the number somehow and then send cops to his house because he called the suicide prevention lifeline because he was struggling, and that's not the case.
Now, if the person on the other line at the lifeline that you call, that you're talking to, if they believe that you are in imminent danger when you are going to take your life, they will dispatch the police to wherever it is your call is coming from. That's a standard protocol. They will do that if they really do believe that it is to that point. But other than that, you're just calling somebody to talk, because a lot of times when you get into that dark place, you don't have an alley to text message and talk to about it, to get it out. My friend didn't want to talk to his wife because he knew that she was going through a lot and she was dealing with the kids, and he didn't want to put more on her. So instead of talking to somebody and calling somebody or reaching out, he just started internalizing everything, which is what a lot of men do.
Yeah.
And when he reached out to me, he goes, if I ever called that number, would they track me? And I was like, no, I can't believe that people actually think that too. So
no,
when you reach out for help for your mental health, they're not going to lock you up.
No,
they're not going to track you.
No,
they're going to help you because that's what you need.
Yeah.
Because that's what a lot of people need right now. So don't be ashamed of that. And I hope that we broke the stigma for somebody.
I hope, because I just can't believe that people think they're going to lock you up or come. 414-799-1037. You can text or call that, but I hope we broke some stigmas today that nobody's judging you or thinking twice if you call someone and ask for help.
No.
Like, I don't.
And you will be part of a very welcomed club, because a lot of people are in the club. And
Most of them should be anyway.
It's a pretty cool club to be in, by the way.
Where you admit that you're screwed up and you're like, hey, I'm dealing with it.
Yep, the My Mental Health is just as important as My Physical Health Club.
Yes.
We're all there. Yep.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
You know how, like, when they say surprise, so-and-so had a baby. This is funny. It's like, surprise, everyone. Chris Evans is covered in tattoos. Surprise.
Really?
Yeah, he posted a video of him doing a backflip or whatever, front flip in his pool the other day, and the internet went nuts because they were like, wait, Chris Evans has all these tattoos? I'm not surprised. He's been sporting them for years, but a lot of people didn't know how much he had. I mean, his chest is covered. You got stuff all over the place. So he said, you know, oh, it's funny because, like, anyone wants to spend all that time in the makeup chair. Because remember,
he was in Captain America and the Avengers.
Yeah.
And he didn't have the tattoos in those movies.
Yeah. No, he said add like an hour and a half of makeup when you have tattoos like that to sit there and have to deal with it. I looked up what all of his tattoos mean. I found it all. I mean, he's got an Avengers tattoo. The whole cast got one in 2018, except for Kenosha native Mark Ruffalo. He was the only one who opted out and didn't want to get a tattoo.
Okay.
He has his mother's zodiac sign on his left arm, which is a Taurus. It's like a bull.
Yeah.
He's got the word loyalty across one of his arms.
Okay.
So people love that. What else does he have? He's got so many of them, dude. They're everywhere. Lots of writings. But the point was, he has an eagle. I mean, I could go on. There's too many to get into. But Chris Evans surprised everyone with all of his tattoos.
Yeah, they're hidden very well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Captain America. America's ace.
All I could think about is the makeup chair and how long you have to sit in that to cover tattoos.
Have you seen any of the Avengers movies yet? You still haven't seen anything yet?
It's so ironic that you asked me that.
You have Disney Plus now.
I have Disney Plus, finally. Hudson and I sat down to watch a movie before he went to his dad's yesterday.
Yeah.
We're laying in the recliner together so I could get a little snuggle time in, because I hadn't seen him much. And I turned on Avengers.
Yeah.
We watched 10 minutes of it, and I realized this was not a good choice for me and my 7-year-old. And he was bored anyway. It's too adult.
Oh, it was?
They want the cartoons, man.
All right.
They don't. They're not there yet. And I was like, God, I cannot wait for you to be in a place where we can watch grown-up movies together.
Yeah.
And it's a PG-13. He's 7. So at the end of the day,
He's
halfway there. Yeah, we'll see.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
I'm going to give it to somebody. It's not going to be you, Riggs. My kids are going to get it.
I'm talking about that sweet, sweet birth control that you give me when you tell these terror stories of your children. Please, tell me.
Well, luckily it's all fixable, but that doesn't mean I wasn't mad as hell this morning.
Oh, okay.
My kids went to their dad's last night. Lucky them, because when I woke up and I walked into their bathroom this morning, I about died. Apparently yesterday, will be discussed with their child care, with Ella. They had gone in and taken showers or baths, I guess, yesterday, but not before they wrote their, this is how kids don't get it. They put toothpaste all over the mirror, but they wrote their names. Okay. So it's not even a question of who did it.
Because their names are right there.
It's in their handwriting. In toothpaste, and then toothpaste smeared all. I mean, you can't see 1 ounce of that mirror. You couldn't look into that mirror if you tried. So I look in the bathtub, and sure enough, he has taken all of the shampoo, poured it out, which he was doing to make a bubble bath, which I explained to him. It does not make a bubble bath when you put shampoo in. In fact, all you're probably doing is clogging the hell out of my drain at the end of the day. And we had already had this discussion about dumping it out to make your own fun bottle with a squirt with water. You know, it's just playing. It did it again. Did it again. I go in today. There's conditioner in my shampoo.
He poured them in the... he's like doing like a science experiment?
What the hell is he doing? He's trying to trick me because he's pouring out all the shampoo, and which will make women crazy, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Because I just bought another bottle of shampoo.
That's expensive too, by the way.
Yeah. And then pouring... And then, to cover it up, since last time mom went in and all her shampoo was gone, now he's pouring conditioner into the shampoo like I'm a dummy. Okay? So I walked in. I mean, I should have... I'm mad I didn't take a picture. I'll take one when I get home and post it. It's that obnoxious. Covered the entire big mirror in the bathroom of toothpaste, including his name written out, Owen, and a few other words, and then switched out, dumped all the shampoo in the bath, and then tried to cover it up by pouring conditioner in the shampoo. Like I said, they better be glad they're at their father's house today, because I woke up not happy about what I was about to go down in the shower, let me tell you.
Fixable and replaceable,
thank God.
Thank God, right?
Thank God.
You can
clean it
up.
But doesn't mean I'm not pissed.
No.
Oh, I'm not cleaning it up. It's going to sit there until they get back. And they're going to clean it up. And then he's going to buy me new shampoo with his money that he doesn't have very much of anyway.
Good for you.
So I'm having at it, dude.
Work it off in the sweatshops.
Unbelievable.
Work it off, kid.
What is with the smearing toothpaste all over the mirror like it's an art project?
Kids.
They think it's fun.
Love to destroy things. That's what they do. In his brain, in his little brain, he somehow thinks that mommy's going to think this is funny.
No.
I'm going to show mommy. I'll put her shampoo in her conditioner.
You think?
I don't know. You said he was trying to trick you. So that's the only way he would try to trick you.
Trick me because he knew he was going to get in trouble when the shampoo was gone.
Okay.
So he poured conditioner into the shampoo thinking I'm some dummy who wouldn't know it was conditioner and not shampoo. They're not that slick, okay? Let's be real. I know parents go through this where kids destroy things all the time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It just, you know, is dumb stuff like this. I mean, toothpaste all over the mirror?
Yep.
I can't. It's disgusting.
You can call or text 414-799-1037. Call that number. Or you can also text. At least you could replace it. Did I tell you my cousin once destroyed thousands of dollars worth of china? Did your grandma ever have a china cabinet?
Yes, of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I remember when I got married going, we don't want china. They're like, you have to register for china. I'm like, china's outdated. We're good.
We don't need a china cabinet.
I don't need a china cabinet.
My grandma
had
a china cabinet with literally thousands of dollars of antique plates, and they were all on those little plastic stands because, you know, my grandma likes to display that kind of
It's grandma stuff. I get it.
My cousin's on the dining room table in there, and he's jumping off of the table onto the floor.
Oh, no.
Just jumping off
How
the table
old is
onto
he?
The floor. He's probably six at the time, maybe six
Jeez.
Or seven. And with every jump, the china cabinet is rattling. And I can hear it in the other room.
Oh, no.
Like the jump and then the rattling of the dishes. And then all of a sudden, the last time he jumps off, he hits the ground again, and you hear this crash. All of the plates completely destroyed. All of them. All of them. So my poor grandma, her whole
cried.
China collection. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, probably cried
but
her eyes out.
That couldn't be replaced. That was worse, I would think.
Stuff.
Yes.
And thousands of dollars worth of it.
Thousands. So I guarantee you're not alone in kids destroying things or making ridiculous messes.
No.
And people will try to one-up you right now, I'm sure. 414-799-1037. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. Oh, kids. They break everything. Not everything, but they do break a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. They make some messes. They're kids, man. What are they?
Yeah.
This is why I don't have kids. And I listen to stories like this and I go, ah, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. Because your kids, Allie, you were saying you woke up this morning to take a shower and in the bathroom, smeared all over the mirror was toothpaste. And
yes.
Your son's name written in toothpaste.
Yes, everywhere. And then he had taken the conditioner and poured it in the shampoo, thinking I wouldn't know that he dumped out all the shampoo and yada, yada. You get the picture.
So I threw it out on our Facebook page. I said, what's the most damage or the biggest mess your child has ever caused? Jill said, my son took a magnet to the TV screen because it made pretty colors.
Oh.
We had to buy a new TV.
Ah.
Kathy said when my son was young, he wanted to help his daddy clean the Harley. He took a wire brush to the gas tank. That's a chrome gas tank wire brush.
What?
That was destroyed. Because you know the chrome on a Harley? You take a wire brush to that, you want it to be all shiny. Now he just completely scratched it all up.
That's Dad's so
Harley.
Kind.
Yeah.
So thanks, kind. Dad. Yeah, we're getting texts too, and the phones are bumping at 414-799-1037. So
Cassandra.
Cassandra, hey girl, you're in Kenosha this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the biggest mess or the most damage your kid caused?
So my daughters like to put a penny underneath the faucet, so when you turn it on, it sprays everywhere.
Oh, that's so kind of them.
What, do they tape it underneath there? How do they do it?
Yeah.
So if... Depends how big your faucet is.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they tape it under there.
I was going to say.
Or they'd use glue as well.
Oh!
Little Elmer's glue.
Oh, my.
She tapes a coin to the literal spout.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
How old is she?
Oh, my gosh.
How old is she?
I have a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Okay.
Oh, just like me. Yes, we could bond. We could bond, Cassandra. Trust me, girlfriend.
Who gets into more mischief, boys or girls? I think that it might be a toss-up in
this. Depends on the age.
Yeah.
You can't even do gender at this point.
Cassandra, thanks for calling.
They're all hellions.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Haley's in Sheboygan.
And
good morning, Haley.
Haley is a first-time caller.
Ooh.
She told me that on the phone. I was like, hey,
girl.
Sup, girl.
Sup, girl.
Hey.
We'll send you a medal in the mail. Not really. Not really. What's the most damage or the biggest mess your kid ever caused?
Well, let me tell you. So one day I was, you know, just doing the usual mom business, you know, in the other room, dealing with other things. Next thing you know, like, I get out of the bathroom or whatever, and I smell like baby powder. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
oh, boy.
What is going on over here? I look in my living room. I kid you not. There was baby powder everywhere, all over the table in the living room, like everywhere. My kids, like, their hands were covered in like white powder, and I'm just like, oh my God.
I've seen those joke videos on Instagram, but never in real life. You witnessed it.
Right. Well, like, it literally, like, the baby powder was completely empty.
It makes me crazy.
Like, there was none in there. So I go to try, you know, vacuum it up.
Yeah.
My vacuum broke.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, how long it took you to clean that up? That's a mess.
Right. Like, you know, like, I thought, you know, it would be easy enough to, like, try and vacuum it up. But, no, you know, I'm trying to vacuum that.
And the vacuum's all dusty. It messes up the vacuum.
It ruined it.
Way to go.
It doesn't even work no more.
Oh, I would have been screaming too.
All right.
I was like, my God, what is going on right now?
Have kids, they said. They're a blessing,
right?
They said.
I got three of them all in like the same age. My daughter's 4. My son will be 3 this month on the 30th. And then I have a 10-month-old.
In fairness, I love being a parent. Riggs acts like there's nothing positive about having children. There's tons of positive things.
No.
These are the stories we get to laugh about, you know, as they get older that didn't kill us. But there are good things, Riggs. You know, there are a lot of things we love about our children and joy that come from them.
The problem is the bad outweighs the good. So, no.
Well, in your opinion, if the bad outweighed the good, you know, I mean, we keep having them.
Before, little hellions.
You call them things like hellions and crotch goblins.
I call you a hellion, too.
I know.
And you're my friend, so what?
I know. I wouldn't have any more of me running around. You don't need any more Riggses. One is enough. Thanks for calling, Haley. We appreciate you listening, Sheboygan.
No,
call more often.
That's like the one topic you're super negative, Riggs. You're super negative guy on that.
1,000%.
You're not the person you want to talk to if you're about, we
want
to have kids. Don't talk to Riggs
to get an honest
opinion.
If you want someone to talk you out of having kids, then you can call Riggs. I'll talk you out.
Call the guy that doesn't have them.
Yep, 100%.
He'll tell you why.
Victoria, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you calling from West Bend? What's up, girl?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's the biggest mess, the biggest, the most damage that your kid caused?
this is recent, probably within the last month. I have family over, and my daughter loves to play with her little cousin. She's two and a half, and my daughter's four. And we leave them upstairs playing in their room. No problem. Then my daughter comes down not too long after and says, "Hey, cousin's actually getting into the paint." They go into my room, get into my paint box, and start to paint on the wall in one area. Luckily, it's a small area, but it's still an area, right?
Paint? What kind of paint are you talking about here? Like oil-based paint, or what's that?
It's acrylic.
Oh.
So it's not, yeah. But they get pink paint on our wall, get pink paint on our brand-new carpet, and get pink paint all over their brand-new clothes, and then they start to kind of drag it down the stairs a little bit.
What were you going to...
I was livid.
Yeah, I would be too. And then you're probably like crying because you got all this stuff now you got to clean up and they don't get it and you're crazy.
Right. And we're like, oh my gosh, what'd you do? So yeah, we cleaned it up and we got most of it out. We still have to probably get some styrofoam over to it.
Oh. All right.
Damn.
Well, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Appreciate you listening to West Bend, Victoria. Have a
Jessica's
good one.
In McGuanago on one.
Bye.
Jessica?
Jessica.
Jessica?
Jessica? Jessica? Jessica? McGuanago.
You're our last caller. So what's the biggest mess or the most damage that your kid ever caused?
Well, I don't have kids, but I'll tell you a story that my mom tells everyone.
Smart woman. Go ahead.
So my mom ran an errand somewhere. I forget what we were doing that day. But she left us kids. I swear to you, I probably wasn't more than 10 years old.
Okay.
But she was running quick to probably Walgreens, grab something, come back. That turns into a lot longer than a quick errand for my mom.
Okay.
So the three of us come up with this idea that we're going to blow up the inflatable pool, put it in the kitchen, and fill it with water.
Oh.
My mom came home to a pool in her kitchen and a sign on the refrigerator that said, "No peeing in the pool."
You haven't had rules.
Way.
She nearly died. I swear we were probably on our way to a family gathering and she lost her mind.
Yeah.
Coming home to that.
I don't even know
how she dumped it out. I have no idea.
How did she drain it? What did she do?
I don't even know because I've had the kids destroy, like get so much water on the bathroom floor, which is nowhere near what your mom was probably facing with a flooded kitchen. But it's a nightmare because you're like, how do I get this out? Is this going to ruin my floor? Everything's getting destroyed. Dang. I don't know what to do. And P.S. I'm going to kill these kids.
Jessica.
And we're all in our swimsuit. We have our little Pike's little slide into the pool with probably, you know, kitchen soap to make it slippery.
Oh, no.
And my youngest sister approaches my mom in her swimsuit going, "I told them not to do it, Mom."
There's always the one that's like, I told them not to.
Yep.
I told them not to. But then what are you doing in your swimsuit playing in the pool, huh?
Right.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling.
So I'll never live that one down.
Never.
No. Okay.
Never.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jessica.
No problem.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning. It's nice today and nice tomorrow. Nice all weekend. It's going to be a nice fall weekend.
I still have a sweatshirt on, though.
Well, you don't need it later.
Okay.
You'll need the jacket in the morning, and then you can slowly unlayer.
Take off your clothes.
Until about 3 or 4, and then start putting those clothes back on.
Did you see all the celebrities like Chris Rock and Amy Schumer? All these celebrities did a video naked to tell people to vote.
For the naked ballots?
It's really funny. I was like, that is really funny. I'm naked. Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo was in that as well.
He was. I've just seen it circulating on social. It was really funny.
Yeah. By the way, while we have your attention, vote. Go vote.
I'm naked. Now vote.
Yeah. I'm naked. Go vote. And Sarah Silverman showed her boobs. It was great.
That's nothing new.
When's the last time you really went hardcore binge watching a show on Netflix? Like really deep. Like for a while.
Shameless, I couldn't stop. Yeah. And then Cobra Kai I just got into, which I was super pumped about. Why?
Have you ever watched so hard that you get that message that says, "Are you still watching?"
Oh, yes. Oh, you mean like a time period? How long have I watched?
Yeah.
I get it all the time.
Yeah, where you get the Are You Still Watching notification.
And I get annoyed. Like, yes, I'm still watching. What else would I be doing? Give me a break, Netflix.
It's a little judgy, and people have complained to Netflix about this. So they're looking at changing that whole feature. So if you're watching something for a while, they're testing a new message where it will say, "Are you still watching?" But it'll give you a response such as, "Ask me again later."
Okay.
Play without asking again, and I'm done. So it looks like you can turn that off altogether with this new feature that they're
Good.
Doing on Netflix.
It's an annoying feature.
It is, but it has a purpose, too.
Yeah, they're trying to stop it for you because you stopped or you're not there.
Well, they can, you can keep track of where you're at. You're,
right.
You're chewing up bandwidth. You're just eating more money.
That's what I
really,
mean.
And if you're doing that
wasting,
the other day.
Yeah, power and all that.
And you should probably be a little more productive, maybe after 6 hours of the office.
Who
maybe?
The hell are you to judge, Riggs?
Maybe
you know,
get
you
up
got
and
a lot of nerve telling us not to binge. You watch more TV than I do.
Maybe get up and take a walk every once in a while. Yeah, but I get up and move
and
around.
And then what? Go back to Netflix?
Exactly. Then go back to Netflix. Just stand up, walk around and stretch, and then sit back down.
I told my kid we were watching Nickelodeon the other day.
Yeah.
And they love to watch Young Dylan, which I love that they love Young Dylan. So every Saturday night we watch it. And they said the commercials came on. And I was like, oh, this is when we used to go to the bathroom. And this is when we used to get food. But you kids don't know about that
nope.
because you just, have Netflix.
You just fast forward through it. Or there's no commercials altogether. One of the two.
Yeah,
so that's coming soon to Netflix. Getting rid of the are you still watching feature. Stop judging me, Netflix.
Throwback Thursday.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Morgan Wallen, who I never heard of, this may be the best thing that ever happened to him getting kicked off SNL. He's a country singer, though, Riggs tells me.
Yep, sure is.
I'm not much of a country gal. But Morgan Wallen, he has been axed as the guest on Saturday Night Live because he got online. He's supposed to be performing this weekend with host Bill Burr. Last weekend, it kicked off with Chris Rock, Megan Thee Stallion. I was loving it. But they had to kick Morgan Wallen to the curb because there was all these videos that came out on social media of him in a bar, taking shots, kissing women, and then he goes to a house party, then he's in the back seat of a fan's car, all doing it without masks, and did I mention no social distancing, and did I mention he was making out with random fans on top of all this?
Okay.
So he's not exactly following the COVID protocol that SNL is, and they said, dude, we can't have you in here.
No.
Are you crazy? So in one way, you feel bad because it was a stupid mistake, but Morgan Wallen's apologized, and Lauren Michaels has said that he would have him on at a later date, but here's what Morgan said.
Yep.
I'm not positive for COVID, but my actions this past weekend were pretty short-sighted, and they have obviously affected my long-term goals and my dreams. I respect the show's decision, and I take ownership for this. I'd like to apologize to SNL, to my fans, to my team, for bringing me these opportunities, and I let them down. And on a more personal note, I have some growing up to do. You know, I think I've lost myself a little bit.
Yeah.
I've tried to find joy in the wrong places, and I don't know, it's left me with less joy. So I'm gonna go try to work on that. I'm gonna take a step back from the spotlight for a little while and go work on myself.
Did you see he was also arrested back in May for public intoxication outside of Kid Rock's bar in Nashville?
Oh, so there's some drinking issues.
He's got some
addiction issues he's got to deal with.
He's using some negative coping skills right now. So.
Yeah, he lost his gig on SNL because he couldn't stop partying and putting it on camera. I mean, he's not even capable of making decisions. Like what he said, somebody brought him these opportunities and he's blowing it. So, but I love that Lauren Michaels said he'll give him an opportunity later on if he can get his act together. So it's not saying you're canceled forever. It's saying you can't come into our studios this week because we see what's going on. But maybe at a later date, you could make up for it. I respect that.
Yeah. So, quarantine for a couple weeks, and then maybe we'll talk to you then.
Make some better choices and come back.
There you go, buddy. For some reason, some things just stick with you over the years. It is still in your brain from all these years. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Do you have anything from your childhood that's like you still have memorized to this day?
The planets. I've said this before. They taught us to sing them. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and Jupiter. Like, if I couldn't sing the planets in order, that's the only reason I know the order of the planets.
You stopped right before the greatest planet of all.
Yeah, because I knew you were going to make some stupid guy joke.
414-799-1037. You can call or you can text. I was talking to a friend the other day on the phone, my friend in Indiana, and he brought up something about the Constitution, and he goes, most people don't even know the preamble to the Constitution. And I went, went, something in my head went, oh yeah, I do. He went, shut up. And I went, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, to make, I rattled it off right away. Because I remember from Schoolhouse Rock, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, promote.
Real average people speak, right?
Right. Like they did back in the day with their big quills and everything. But I rattled it off immediately in the moment. And I was like, wow, I can't. I had to sing it Schoolhouse Rock style. But yeah, I had it memorized 100% because I remembered
it. Write amendments when they do amendments to the Constitution. Like,
yes.
Here's the deal.
It's a
like,
song,
use
yes.
it in 2020 speak.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. No,
provide
no, no,
for
I'm,
the
I'm
common
talking.
Defense. Yeah, promote like, the general
some of
welfare.
This jargon crap that we got in, like,
to ordain and establish
here's
this Constitution.
Deal. As of today, this is the rule. Like, that's just how it should
make
be.
Make it
written.
2020 terms.
Yes. Come on already.
Yay,
man.
And ye shall treat each equally. Yeet.
Ye what? Ye this. Ye
ye
that.
What?
Ye you.
Hear
okay.
ye, hear ye. They still do that in Congress.
So, like,
it's
what the
so
heck?
Old
I know,
school.
It's so, like, what the hell?
It is. It's tradition, man. It's tradition. Throughout the years.
And what nobody, up? That nobody gets.
414-799-1037. Ronnie is on the phone in Milwaukee. Ronnie, what's something from your childhood that you remember?
Well, I was quite a troublemaker when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And we had a fantastic teacher named Mr. Holson. And Mr. Olson would have the troublemakers, mainly me, write, "The wise old owl sat on an oak. The more he sat, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't I be like that wise old bird?"
Oh.
I've written that thousands and thousands of times in grade school.
Was that your punishment to write it?
That was my punishment. At one point, I used a ruler or popsicle sticks and tape to tape three pens together so I could write.
Oh, I used to do that.
Genius.
Yes, that's so smart. Yes. Or do you remember when they used to have, I think it was in like a music class, they would have the chalk for the chalkboard, and they had like five
correct.
Different pieces of chalk that you could make a big
yeah.
line for the music notes on the chalkboard. You
that's
would write.
What gave me the idea.
Yes. Very smart. Very smart, Ronnie. You're a smart guy. Say that phrase one more time about the owl, because I thought that was cool. Go ahead.
All right, Milwaukee, the wise yeah. old owl sat on an oak. The more he sat, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we be like that wise old bird, Milwaukee?
Huh? What'd he say?
I had him repeat it just so
huh?
he would know it. Huh?
I'm being funny.
Listen
huh?
here, who?
Who? What'd you say, Ronnie? Huh?
Ronnie, thanks for calling, my friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have
thanks for listening.
Milwaukee.
Have a good one, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. We got Lewis in Milwaukee on line two.
Lewis, what's something you have memorized from your childhood?
Hello, good morning, first of all, you guys.
Morning.
Yeah, something that I got memorized
yeah.
is something from school.
Okay.
Ooh.
We were taught Five Lakes, which was given the abbreviation HOMES.
H-O-M-E-S, so, yes.
Yep, and that's how I remembered them. Like,
yes.
Huron, Ontario, Michigan,
Erie, Superior.
Yes,
yeah.
I agree with you. That is a great way to remember the lakes because I, too, have to use the HOMES sometimes to think of when I name
yep.
the lakes. I love that one.
How many
that's
of them are?
One.
Yes, there are five. And that was
yeah.
the way that you remember it all to this date. But
yes,
the
sir.
Thing is, when they say which ones are there, you can't just pick one of them. You have to go through and name them in that order. You can't go Superior, Erie, I can't
yeah.
do them in any other order.
That's what I mean. You need the help. That's what, like, the planets, how I sang them.
Yep.
Well, it was the same thing.
Yep. Thanks for calling, yep. man. We appreciate you listening.
You guys have a good day.
You too, buddy.
You too, Lewis, in Milwaukee. We got Troy in New Berlin.
Troy!
What up,
yo.
Troy?
Troy, what's something you have memorized from your childhood?
All 50 states in alphabetical order.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go? You want to go together? Alabama?
Sure.
Alaska,
Arizona,
Arkansas,
California, Colorado,
Connecticut,
Delaware, Florida, Georgia,
yeah.
Hawaii, Idaho,
uh-huh.
Illinois, Indiana,
uh-huh.
Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland,
uh-huh.
Massachusetts, Michigan,
uh-huh.
Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming.
Boom, Troy! Boom!
Bam! All 50. You should
I
go
love
back
it.
And
I
you should
it.
Go back now and insert like the territories like Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands and all that stuff. American Samoa, all that in there.
Oh,
nice.
That was good, Troy. Thank you.
Thanks, Troy. We appreciate you.
You
listening this morning. You can always call or you can text 414-799-1037. The stuff you had memorized from your childhood that you still remember to this day. We'll want to talk to you again next.
Yes.
Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. You still have it memorized after all these years. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. You can always call or text us, 414-799-1037. Allie's got the planets memorized.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. Yeah, we used to have to sing it as a kid.
Yeah, I still remember the preamble of the Constitution. We the people, in order to form more perfect union, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I can do the whole thing.
Yes.
I just sing it sometimes, though. Sadie is in Waukesha. What's something you remember? You've memorized it since childhood. It's still stuck with you. What is it, Sadie?
Yeah, so we used to do, you know, the handshake for your, like, Miss Mary Mack and all that stuff.
Yeah.
One, uh-huh. One yep. That, for whatever reason, always stuck in my head. A group of us girls would just repeat it, and never forget it. But it was zing, 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 inny, minny, titsalini, ooh, ah, bottolini, etchicati, liverachi, I love you. Take a peach, take a plum, take a piece of chewing gum, no more pencils, no more books, no more teachers, dirty looks. Ole, 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 hey.
I don't even know what you just said, but you remembered every word of whatever that was.
Did you do this?
I'll be 31 years old in December. I have no idea how I still remember it. I think I repeated it so many times as a child.
Did you grow up in Waukesha?
I grew up in Adams County.
Oh, okay.
So near the Dells, but okay. I live in Waukesha now.
That is too funny.
That sounds like one of those playground rhymes that you just you say it so many times at recess.
I still remember the handshake, too. I was actually doing it while I was singing it.
Wow.
You should do that if you have a high school reunion. Find all your elementary school friends and be like,
girls just doing it in a circle. Right.
There you go. Hey, Sadie, thanks so much for listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss FM. Oh, damn.
Did we lose Rory?
We lost Rory.
He was in Clinton, Wisconsin, which I had to Google where the hell Clinton was.
Damn it, Rory.
It's right down there by past Delavan, almost to Beloit.
Well,
there goes the phones. I hope that's not him.
Well, if Rory does. Somebody says, somebody texts it into 414-799-1037. The alphabet backwards is what somebody has memorized. Somebody else said from their childhood they've memorized for directions. NSEW, North, South, East, West. Hold on. Never eat soggy waffles. Never eat soggy waffles. That would never eat NEWS. That'll make sense. It's all the stuff you have memorized from your childhood. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Erica, I think, in Economowoc. Yeah, Erica in Economowoc.
Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
What do you still have memorized from your childhood to this day?
This is so embarrassing, but I can recite the New Testament of the Bible. Like, all the books of the Bible.
All of them?
Yeah, just in the New Testament.
I was answering the phone. What did she say? I need to hear.
The entire New Testament of the Bible. How long is that?
What the hell?
No, just like...
No pun intended.
The what now?
I mean, just like Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, like the different books of the Bible.
Okay. I was going to say.
Okay.
I was going to go John, verse 3, chapter 4, go.
She a genius?
That's what you do. When you go to a private school, most of the time, which I went to a private elementary and middle school, you have like memory. Like you have to memorize certain things from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So glad I didn't have to deal with that in public school.
Yep.
I'm so happy I went
private.
To public school.
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you listening.
Rory's back on 3. We lost him.
Rory!
So I was glad he called back. Rory!
Rory, what's your story?
In Clinton.
From something you memorized from childhood, still remember to this day. What is it?
I had a teacher that used to, whenever we took a test, he would always look at all of us and say, you can look up for inspiration, on inspiration, but not side to side.
You can look. Hold on. So we lost you for a second.
We're losing him.
Cell service in Clinton is spotty.
He said you can look up, you can look down, you can look side to side. I'm trying to help out here.
Say that again, Rory. Say it again.
Shoot. Rory? Dang it, we lost him. Well, Raven's on 2. We can end with her. Rory will call back. We'll get that info.
Raven, what's something you still have memorized from your childhood?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
When I was in grade school, I rode on the bus with this girl, and we decided to learn the ABCs backwards.
Okay.
So, do you want it?
Yes.
Yes,
are you please. Are you asking us if we? Yes, I would. I'd love to hear them backwards.
Okay,
okay, go, girl.
T-Y-X-W-B-U-T-S-R-Q-P-O-N-M-L-K-J-I-H-D-F-E-D-C-P-N-A.
That was it. That was fantastic. If you were ever pulled over and they do that for sobriety tests, you're fine.
I say that to people all the time.
Say the alphabet backwards. Okay.
Raven, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Burlington, Wisconsin, but I live in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Okay. I was going to ask where you went to elementary school. You can go back and teach the kids a little something.
If you know where that is.
Which one?
Wheatland Center School. It's okay. Like in the middle of nowhere.
Hey, somebody listening knows right now.
There's
trust
me. There's one person going, oh my God, I know where that is.
Someone's going, yep. My kid goes there.
Hey, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Have a good day,
you too, bye. I think everybody has a price. I'm wondering if Allie would do this for $1,000.
Oh, really? What is it?
I'm wondering if you would. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Riggs and Allie. By the way, today's nice. Tomorrow's nice. Weather looks great. Just enjoy it while you
sweet.
Can.
Sweet. Just a reminder, I do a lot of stuff for free, so what's the $1,000 question?
$1,000. I know you don't like scary movies.
No.
But
if I don't like being out of control. That's my issue with
it. If they paid you $1,000 to watch scary movies for 24 hours, would you do it? $1,000, all you have to do is watch the movies for 24 hours and then like tweet while you're doing it, like live tweet while you're doing it. That's it.
Yeah.
You get $1,000. You get a $50 Starbucks gift card, and you get a bunch of candy.
I mean, sure. Obviously, if I'm going on social media, it means I have to stay awake.
Yeah.
Because that was my thing. Like, can I sleep through some of them?
No. You got to stay awake the whole time. $1,000 for 24 hours.
Yeah, fine.
$1,000. You do it for $1,000?
Yeah.
I would, too.
Yeah.
I love when they...
It's a lot of money.
It's this website called CableTV.com that's doing it. I love when they see these little jobs where they go, you could have a job of...
Watching
sometimes
TV.
It's, yeah, watching TV or traveling around the world and you get paid for it. Like,
right.
Those types of
people
amazing
want
jobs.
Easy money.
Yeah.
A lot of people just want to make money quick and easy, so this is the kind of nonsense they love.
It's called being a human. Absolutely. So they're saying all bets are off on what the movies could be, like monster movies, really gory movies, B movies. But if you wanted to do it, you can go to this website. You'd do it for $1,000? I would. Why not?
Yeah.
$1,000. Pay up. Pay up, bro.
I mean, yeah, I'm in.
Especially because it's spooky season, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
This is wild, and since it's Throwback Thursday, I'm just going to dig into it. We do not ever want to make fun of anyone's mental health and their struggles, but this opens up the door a little bit more so we understand what Britney Spears is going through, because her lawyer went into court and basically said that she could not sign a document saying that she is okay and wants the conservatorship to go on with two people and not... She doesn't want her father on it. We knew that. She was fighting that, getting her sister on it, but her lawyer went in and the judge said, look, you know, if Britney can sign a declaration so we have a firsthand account of what she feels and what she thinks, the lawyer says to the judge, Britney lacks the capacity to sign a declaration. He said she was like a comatose patient, not literally. But he was using
her mental capacity,
okay. Which sounds like almost like to a child.
Yeah.
And he said that comatose patients can have their lawyers speak for them, so I'm here speaking for her. So no word from Britney, just her lawyer in court saying she doesn't even have the ability to do basic things like sign a declaration saying this is what she wants, which, I mean, that is some intense mental health stuff we have going on here.
That's not a fair comparison. Somebody in a coma has been probably injured or is under some sort of, they're probably being kept alive on machines. And that would be like, okay, that makes sense. They're not even conscious. But Britney is conscious?
Her lawyer said that Britney does not want to perform again.
Okay.
But Jamie Spears is intent on resuming her career. So for me, it's like, I don't need to hear anything else from Jamie.
No.
Why, if she's not mentally well, where we have to have someone speaking for her in court, why is anyone pushing her to go on with her career when she's got plenty of money and more mental health issues that she needs to deal with first?
Yeah.
That makes it look like her dad doesn't care or doesn't believe it or just wants to make her work, which is probably half of the trauma of being pushed as a child star.
Oh, yeah.
And how hard she's worked and how she's lost a lot of her life to people pushing her to be a celebrity, and then you end up with all the garbage that comes with it and the fame, which is not good stuff. We've seen her. We've seen Justin Bieber. We've seen Amanda Bynes. Full-on mental breakdowns.
Yeah.
Lucky to be alive because of the situations they're in. But nobody wants to talk about what we're doing to these kids. They just want to talk about how do we make more money?
Hey, man, they're
how
famous. They're making money. They're famous, man.
It's ridiculous. That's why I tell friends, stop trying to make your kid a star, dude.
No.
There is not glory in that for kids. The only one getting off on that is you, Mom.
Yep. And then you sign a bad contract and then end up getting screwed when they are successful. Well, you end up like a Taylor Swift situation.
And you got your kid working like they're in a sweatshop.
Yeah, but that too.
That's what I'm saying. You got them working like crazy. And
Britney's all right and gets herself together.
Likewise.
Yeah, right. It's fun to play along in the car or if you're listening on the radio.com app.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows the 90s? this morning.
Well,
is it going to be Allie?
I don't know. It hasn't been me the past couple of weeks, I'll tell you that.
Might it be Joy this morning? Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Hey, I've decided I'm too young. I don't know enough about the 90s.
I like how you came to that conclusion.
I said 40's down the corner, down the street.
There you go.
You're going to be 40 soon?
I have 3 more years,
yeah,
but I feel like
me too.
Down the street, like, hello.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, me too. Mine's down the street, too.
Joy?
Joy, I'm 41. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
I've worked here so long, I'm a dinosaur. Let me live. Okay.
She is. Her Where bones are over in the corner.
Shut up, Riggs.
Joy says that she's a child of the 80s, but knows the 90s pretty well.
Okay.
But sometimes she freezes up, and that's okay, Joy.
She's close to my age. Mm-hmm.
Joy, we'll let you go first for who knows the 90s, all right?
Okay.
So we'll start with famous female figures from the 90s is our first question,
yep,
all right? Here you go. I'll give you 3 clues. Tell me who is this famous woman from the 90s, Joy.
Okay.
The first woman of African-American descent to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Also a Victoria's Secret angel.
Mm-hmm.
Also taught the world how to smize on America's Next Top Model.
Yes, honey.
Who's that?
Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks is correct.
You got me with the smizing, which is smiling with your eyes.
Yep.
That was her big thing on Top Model, teaching people to smile with their eyes.
Which we have to do now because we're wearing masks. You have to still smize. Are they smiling or are they frowning at me?
Is he checking me out? I don't know.
I don't know.
A mask.
All right, so 1 point for Joy. Allie, here is your question.
Right,
famous females from the 90s is the category.
Okay.
Here are your 3 hints. I'm a lifestyle expert with my own magazine and TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Some called her the domestic goddess of the 90s. She's known for sharing recipes, craft ideas, household tips, and entertaining. She's also spent time in prison.
Martha Stewart. I felt like that could be Oprah, Martha Stewart, Rachel Ray. I was like going down all these women that it could have been, but you said prison, and I knew it was
thing.
Martha Stewart.
Martha right away.
Ding,
right.
Ding.
Here we go. Next category is movies. Joy, this is up for, this is your question for who knows the 90s. In 1997, this movie starred Mark Wahlberg as an adult film actor named Dirk Diggler. What was the name of the movie?
I know.
Was he in the American Pie?
No.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Do you remember the movie name?
No, I can't think of it.
I'm going to say...
Allie, can you steal? Go ahead.
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights is correct.
Girl, you've never seen Boogie Nights with him and Heather Graham?
Probably not. I'm not sure.
It's okay.
It's bad. My memory is horrible.
All right, Joy.
It's a movie about the adult film industry.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
No, I didn't see that one.
Okay.
Naughty.
Joy, let me give you this one for a chance at redemption. How about this? A 1996 movie starring Will Smith where he saved the world from aliens.
Men in Black.
Men in Black. You know what?
Yeah.
Was that not what you were looking for?
It was not.
Were you looking for Independence Day?
I was looking for Independence Day, but now that you said
goodness,
Men in Black.
But the aliens, I automatically went to Men in Black.
See, and I think that you should take that.
I love Men in Black.
You know
yes.
What? I'm gonna take that because you're half correct. It wasn't the answer I was looking for, but you're right. There were 2 movies where he starred where he took aliens. All right.
I think she wins that one for
she
sure.
She does. All right. So we're tied up 2-2. Allie, you could win it right now with this question.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
It's a spelling question.
Okay.
Spell the name of the famous child actor who starred in the movie Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin.
Can you name?
Can you spell his name, Macaulay?
All right, just stop me if I start going array.
Okay.
Macaulay. M-C...
Nope. I mean, sorry, wrong button.
It's not M-C. Oh, M-A-C?
M-A-C.
Fine, let her go.
Do you think you could spell it, Joy?
Okay.
Are you Googling?
I was mystery on the inside.
Look at this.
Okay. Macaulay Culkin.
Okay, so M-A-C.
M-A-C-A-L-L-E-Y.
Nope.
Okay, M.
What?
Macaulay. Hold on. M-A-C.
Macaulay.
A-U. L. Is it E-Y or just
A-Y.
Y?
L-A-Y.
A-Y.
Yes,
and then Culkin is C-U-L-K-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was the first name. It's the first name of his heart. All right. Both of you swung out on that.
That was a tough one.
How about this one? That's Joy. This
I can spell Kevin. How come he didn't ask us to spell Kevin, okay?
Kevin McAllister. Right. Kevin McAllister. All right, Joy. For the win, name one player from the 1992 USA Men's Basketball Dream Team. One player from the Dream Team.
Oof.
In 92?
Yep. One player from the Dream Team.
You got it.
Oh, my gosh.
Could be anyone.
Come on.
My mom used to like watching the Bulls and stuff.
There you go.
They were on there. So I'm going to say Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen was indeed on the Dream Team. Congratulations.
And I'm assuming Michael Jordan, right?
Yep, Magic Johnson,
Charles
Barkley. I
was like, just go with the Chicago Bulls. That's all you can do in the 90s.
I'm from Chicago.
There you go, girl. There you go. Congratulations. You know the 90s quite well. And you narrowly beat Allie this morning, 3-2.
You go, girl.
Congratulations.
That's wonderful. It makes me feel good.
Aw, good.
I'm glad we could start off your day on a high note, Joy.
Yes.
Go tell everybody that you were smarter than Allie for today.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening, Joy.
I'll allow it.
You too. Thank you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Commercial-free hours all day, every day. It's your girl, Doja Cat. It looks good from both sides, the front and the back, Doja Cat. I like it. It's 103.7 KISS FM. You look great. You look great. Keep it up, Toots. Keep it up. We're playing Who Knows the 90s. Joy just beat you a couple minutes ago, Allie, but I wanted to give you a chance at redemption.
Oh, okay.
And people listening, a chance to play along and have a little trip down memory lane for Throwback Thursday. By the way, DJGA has a Throwback Thursday mix tonight starting at 7.
Yes.
It's always awesome. It's always fantastic. Check it out tonight. You can listen with our radio.com app. So how about this one?
Okay.
The youngest person to win a golfing master's title in April of 1997 at 21 years old, who was it?
Had to be Tiger Woods.
It was 100%
Tiger
Woods.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know that about him, that he was the youngest. I just know he's been around forever and we're like close in age, so it had to be him.
The youngest by 2 years, 21 years old.
Wow.
Which is amazing for him. Yes.
Wait, he was 21 in 97?
Yeah.
Oh, I was not that old in 1997. Never mind. Tiger Woods is older than me.
Yep. How about this one? Which one of these is not a nickname for Sean Combs? Is it Sean John, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, or Daddy Mac?
Daddy Mac is not a name for Diddy. No. The others for sure.
The other ones, yes, 100%.
Yes.
How about this one?
Remember when J-Lo and him were together and she had to break up with him because she kept getting into trouble at nightclubs with guns and XYZ? Yep. Remember those days?
Oh, yep. I remember. Yep. I remember.
She's talked about how she had to separate herself from him because of her image. Yeah, but anyway, go on.
All right. This song came out in 1995. Lou Bega. How many mambos was he singing about in the song? How many mambos?
Five, baby!
True, yes. One song. That was it. He was done.
Damn song. I'll never forget that song.
All right, final one. And I didn't even know this one, but you may know it because you're a girl, and I think a lot of girls did this in the 90s.
Okay.
What old school fortune telling classroom game used paper, a pencil, and a spiral to predict your future?
A spiral?
Mm-hmm.
Paper, pencil, and a spiral?
Yeah.
What does that mean, a spiral?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. I remember the game, though.
Okay.
MASH. Do you remember MASH?
Yeah, but that
Mansion,
was like...
Mansion, apartment, shack, house? I don't know what the spiral was.
I don't either.
I don't know what it was either.
I remember making the little thing, and then you would go up and go, pick a letter.
You're going to
marry. And then you would do pick a color, and then, all that stuff.
Pick a name, pick a place, and you'd be like, you're going to live in a mansion, and you're going to marry
this guy. Never came true.
No.
Unless they said you were going to live in a shack, then it came true.
Absolutely it did. That was the 90s, man.
All right.
It's 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie at 9:52. That'll do it for us. Allie's hanging out till noon. It's a Throwback Thursday.
I guess I could turn my mic on as I'm talking to you, and I'm clearly not on the air.
Yeah, we got more.
I'm like, I'll be here till noon, Riggs. Yeah.
We got more commercial-free hours. We'll do 2 hours commercial-free starting at noon today. Did you learn anything on the show this morning?
What did you learn?
I learned that, sadly, there's still some really, really like old school stigmas around mental health. Like your friend had experienced one, having some issues with depression and anxiety. You feel it's more anxiety. But
I don't even care what it is. I just know she called me and she said, I need help. And I'm going to go to my doctor and ask, to be put on something to manage this. And I said, great, go for it. And she goes, are they going to lock me up? I go, huh?
No.
What?
You're not going to be put in a straitjacket and a padded room. This is not 1943. No,
people call their doctor all the time and say, I'm depressed or anxious, or I think I need some help here. And as somebody called in who works for a primary caregiver, and I really appreciated this, she said, I hope people know they can call their primary care doctor anytime if they think they need need to be on something or they're struggling, and they can, you know, prescribe that. I've seen it many a times, and that's what my friend did. So I think people think you have to go to like a mental health center or a mental health person. You can call your primary care doctor.
They can refer you to somebody
for
that can
those
help.
Those things. Yep. You know,
you can also call 211. You can call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. I mean, there's lots of tools out there, but that's what I learned, that people still have that stigma out there, and it's still being fed. Like, worried about being locked up if you
that's
go and
what
ask
I mean.
For help.
That's what I learned on the show, is you then said your friend who asked you, if I call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, are they going to trace my call and send the cops to my house? It's like, hold on.
Right?
Slow down.
No. If you are posing an immediate threat saying, look, I have a firearm, I'm going to do something. If you're in that type of situation, yes, they will probably, they will call the police, dispatch it as close as they can to, you know, pinpoint where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're not going to call it just if you're asking for help. Asking for help
or
and reaching
saying
out.
Saying you're having thoughts, but you need,
asking for help and reaching out is totally normal and very cool, especially going into World Mental Health Day on Saturday.
Yes.
So do that.
Yes, there do it.
If you need anything from us, we'll be here, or you can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Enjoy the day.
Yes. Happy Thursday.
Damn right. It's Kiss FM with Post Malone.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.